I mean, it's known iconically as Martin's Tin Shop, and I suppose it was kind of one of them shops that you went in that was a real step back in history, you know, the steps up into it and the wooden floor and the Martin family ethnic and all behind the counter, and always a great hello. And especially after Sunday Mass there, you know, there was always a queue outside it and stuff. And I suppose since they done up the road, then they sort of left a lay-by into the Martin shop for access, you know, to the shop. And then in recent years, then it has been closed, and I suppose it's kind of got a bit derelict looking. And I'm not sure now, is it they want to replace it or they just want to remove it because they're afraid of it falling or whatever. But it would be a wild shame to let it away, that if it had to be removed, then that the council or the heritage group or the railway or someone should take it on them and maybe put it somewhere else. But I always felt that it would be a great tour, you know, if the craft village took it on and had a craft shop in it or displays of different craft work in it. I thought of that, you know, there was a great... many's a photo of it and lots of paintings made of it as well, you know, and it's just part of Donegal history that people are so used to seeing, and you'd be afraid, you would hate to lose it as a piece of history, you know.
It's important at this stage to mention that we don't know exactly what the plans are by the owners of the tin shop, but perhaps maybe more clarity is needed as it relates to their plans.
Yeah, because word only really broke yesterday about it. I only really got a few calls about it yesterday, you know. So, you know, if we get in touch with the Martin family and see what their plan is, you know, and, you know, hopefully that the plan is to restore it and keep the outer casing of it and keep it as a tin shop, you know, because it's just one of them pieces that you're afraid to lose because, you know, we've lost so many iconic pieces of history throughout the years, and you know, that is one of them that has been there for such a long time, and the people in that area and wider area had such memories of going in there on so many different occasions for their groceries and stuff, you know. So you'd love it either to be restored or that if it is to be removed, that it is kept and maybe put somewhere else, you know.
Should there be maybe a representation made to Donegal County Council to see what they can do in terms of maybe contacting the owners, seeing their plans and making their own plan going forward to ensure that it is preserved in some sort of a way?
Absolutely. I have no problem being involved in any of that or you know, because I know the Martin family well, and see where we can go from there or see expression of interest or suggestions what it could be or where it could be, you know. It would be wild that it would be lost, a piece of history would be lost forever, you know, that it would just be removed and scrapped, but it's more than just a piece of scrap, like it's a lot of memories to a lot of people, you know.
Would the best case scenario for it to remain where it is and to be renovated in some sort of a way, like it has been regarded as quite a significant landmark along the N15, so it would be a shame to even have it removed to somewhere else?
Yeah, ideally the you know, the ideal thing would be to be restored and you know, and remain there. But I mean, who am I to say what the Martin family should be doing with their piece of property or whatever, you know? But I suppose it would bring sadness if it was removed and scrapped, you know, for a lot of people. And maybe they are just, maybe it's just an eyesore to them at the minute, or maybe they're afraid that it, you know, that someone, it would fall or whatever and someone get injured. So maybe that's the reasoning for it. I don't know. But we will find out, and you know, if it is to be removed, that it wouldn't be scrapped, that it would be stored in such a way that it could be replaced. Because we were involved in the Weybridge cabin that was on the Diamond, the restoration of it, and now it's over as the coffee shop over at the railway centre. So maybe, you know, there is something that can be done with that, and you would hate it to be lost. Ideally, the ideal situation would be to have it repaired and back in action, and maybe it as some kind of craft shop or something like that, you know, or a wee coffee shop ice cream thing or something like that, you know. But look, that's not for me to tell anyone what to do with their business. But, you know, it would be hit for it to be lost. Like.